Thank you, Pastor Kay, for giving me the opportunity to preach God's word from the pulpit. The sermon title today is Seek Jesus Like the Wise Men. Matthew, also known as Levi, one of the Christ's apostles, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, described an account of the wise men who came to Jesus. Matthew's historical account is an interesting Christmas story. It is a true story that spanned many centuries. Children, even today, are fascinated by it. At this time of the year, when we look around at shopping centers and schools and public places, if they allow such displays in this era of political correctness, and in many churches, the physical representation of Christ's birth shows three wise men presenting gifts to a baby, and I must stress, baby Jesus, in a stable with a few sheep and cattle nearby. In Roman Catholic and High Anglican churches, these displays are sometimes situated next to the altar, and their faithful adherents worship these representations. The visual and physical presentation of the baby Jesus in a basket or trough and three wise men visiting is factually incorrect. By reading and comparing the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, the differences will come to light. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 6 to 39, Jesus was a newborn baby. In Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, we read, "And she, that is Mary, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes." That means not proper baby clothing, but just strips of cloth or something similar to bandages, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. The manger could be a stable or a cave, which would be part of an inn. It was a place where animals like donkeys and camels were confined, and the servants were to rest. Luke revealed that there was no room in the inn. So Joseph and the heavily pregnant Mary had to settle in a manger with the animals and the servants of other travelers who had rooms to stay in the inn. Not a single traveler offered his or her room to this couple. In Matthew's gospel account, Jesus was described not as a baby, but as a young child in verses 8 and 11. In verse 11, the wise men came to a house, not a manger. Matthew did not reveal three wise men, but just wise men. Take a look carefully. There's nothing to say there were three wise men. The number of three probably came from the three gifts that these wise men gave: gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as in verse 11. So the hymn title, "We Three Kings," is technically incorrect. Replace the three in the title and the stanzas with wise. This hymn will be in accordance with Holy Scriptures. Matthew describes Jesus as a young child, probably 18 to 24 months of age. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, Herod ordered the murder of two children in Bethlehem, 2 years and under. Definitely, the Lord at that time would be much older than 12 to 18 months. There are four main points in the message I would like to share with you. Firstly, seek Jesus like the wise men despite obstacles. Secondly, seek Jesus like the wise men with joy. Seek Jesus like the wise men with worship and gifts is my third main point. And my last point will be seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience. Let us begin with the first main point. Seek Jesus like the wise men despite obstacles. Let us read together Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. Let's turn to your Bible and read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 8 together. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Amen. These wise men were the Magi, and not much is known of them. Traditionally, they were named Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. They were also known as Apelles, Amaris, and Damasus. These wise men came at a time when Herod the Great was king of Judea. He was not Jewish, but a proselyte of Judaism. Despite all that he had done for his subjects, including the building of the Grand Temple to please the Jews, he was never accepted. These wise men came from the east to Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. In New Testament times, these wise men or magi were of the priestly political class of the Parthians. Parthia was situated east of Palestine in modern-day northeastern Iran. Therefore, they traveled a long distance from their country. They did not have comfortable cars, buses, and planes that we do have today. Apart from the long distance, they faced many other obstacles. Time was one. Instead of coming to their destination within hours and in comfort, their journey would take weeks, months, and perhaps 2 years. There were other obstacles on their way to seek the child Jesus. They were easy prey to bandits, exposed to extreme weather conditions, and they had to carry sufficient provisions for themselves and their servants and animals for the whole journey. Yet they came and overcame all these obstacles. On arrival in Jerusalem, they faced more obstacles. These wise men thought they could find the child Jesus easily. Matthew chapter 2 verse 2 reads, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Amen. They were inquiring all over Jerusalem, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Nobody could tell them. These wise men even said, For we have seen his star in the east. They said they had followed his star in the east, a star that was only visible to them and no one else. They have come to worship him. They found the people unhelpful, indifferent, discouraging, and not with God. The Jews worshipped God in their great and beautiful temple, but their hearts were not with God. They were spiritually dead. These wise men came to look for God who became man, and yet his own people knew him not, as in John chapter 1, verse 11. With all these inquiries, the people in Jerusalem were anxious. The people did not hear the inquiries with joy. Like Herod, they were disturbed, worrying about civil unrest and political chaos that such news might bring. The people who claimed to be with God was an obstacle. Finally, this reached the ears of King Herod, and he was troubled too. Matthew chapter 2 verse 3 reads, When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Amen. Herod was called the Great because of his many building achievements. He was actually a cruel king because he even murdered members of his own family. and was credited with the massacre of the innocents. Herod was an obstacle that the wise men had to face and feared, because he, with the military at his disposal, could do harm to them. Herod went into immediate action. See Matthew chapter 2, verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. So he called all the chief priests and scribes to a meeting, and he demanded an answer from them about the place of Christ's birth. He did not request or just inquire, but demanded an answer. Terrified and knowing what Herod was like, these chief priests and scribes searched the Holy Scriptures. They finally found and quoted from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Matthew recorded how they told Herod in chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. And they said unto him, there is the priest, the chief priest and the scribes, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, which is Micah, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Amen. Herod must have had a fit to hear that someone who would take his throne was born in his territory. No king would like to lose his throne, and Herod was no exception. The chief priests and scribes did not receive the news with joy either. They were indifferent, and they were not interested that the Messiah had arrived. They did not announce to the people about the coming of the Messiah. Perhaps they were afraid of Herod. More likely, they had lost touch with God. They could have told the whole country this wonderful news. And what could Herod do when the people in the whole country were aroused with joy? Instead of rallying the people, they became an obstacle. The next step was that Herod called the wise men privately and interrogated them of what they knew. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He wanted to confirm with them. He wanted to know about his star. This indicated that he and others could not see the star, which was visible only to the wise men. After satisfying himself, Herod sent them to search for the child Jesus. Matthew chapter 2, verse 8 says, and he sent them, that's Herod, sent them, the wise men, to Bethlehem, and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. That was a lie. He told them to come back to him with news of Jesus' whereabouts, and that he may come and worship him also. So Herod acted and pretended so well. His plan was to get rid of the child Jesus so that there was no one seeking his throne. Herod, as an obstacle, was intending to kill the child Jesus. What obstacles do we face as we seek Jesus? When the wise men seek the child Jesus, they face the tyranny of distance, time, weather extremes, mandatory, difficult terrain, heavy travel costs, and discomfort. They face an obstacle, an apostate Jewish authority, the chief priests and scribes, who did not care less about their Messiah being born at that time. They face a people led astray by their spiritual leaders, in whose hearts were not with God. They face a cruel king who was intending to kill Jesus. How about us? As we seek our Lord Jesus, we face obstacles of temptations. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life, as in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. These are our distance, our time, weather extremes, banditry, difficult terrain, heavy travel costs, and discomfort. When we succumb to this, we face a great distance from God. Let us seek Jesus like the wise men by overcoming these obstacles, by confessing and repenting of our sins, that we may seek him and grow nearer to him. We face our King Herod every day. This is an obstacle to seeking our Lord Jesus. Satan and his demons is our King Herod. They discourage us, make us doubt our relationship with God, distract us from the word of God, draw us away from him and his people, and tempt us to do things that we should not do, and not do the things we should do, as in Romans chapter 7, verse 19. Let us be like the wise man by praying to God and submitting ourselves to him. In the Lord's Prayer, our Lord taught us to pray that our Father will lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, as in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And also the Lord told his disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane, "Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation," as in Matthew 26, verse 41. By praying to God, this will resist the devil, and he will flee from you, as in James chapter 4, verse 7. We have also our chief priests and scribes and people as our obstacles to seek Jesus. They are the liberals, apostates, heretics, and secular Christians, and now gay Christians. They are not encouraging us. They lead us to compromise our faith. They want us to be inclusive rather than exclusive. They lead us not to the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, as in Jude verse 3. Despite the obstacles, the wise men seek the child Jesus, and like them, we must seek God despite the obstacles. When these wise men seek Jesus, they did it with joy. We come to the next main point. Seek Jesus like the wise men with joy. Let us read together Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. Verses 9 to 10. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came, and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. After hearing all that Herod had to say, they left as quickly as they could. As soon as they walked out of Herod's palace, they saw the star, which was invisible to others. They were relieved and joyful to see his star again. Matthew says in verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Not just joy, but exceeding great joy. Such a joy was indescribable. They depended on this star to look for the child Jesus. This star had an unusual behavior. It went before them by leading them to a location where the child Jesus was. This star moved when other stars were stationary and stopped at the place where the young child Jesus was located in verse 9. Why did they, these wise men, rejoice with exceeding great joy when they see this miraculous star? They rejoice with exceeding great joy because they knew this special heavenly light was their guide ever since they left their land in the east. This light in the sky had not led them astray. It was no ordinary star. It was their reliable heavenly GPS. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy because they knew this heavenly light would bring them to the child Jesus physically. They were the first non-Jewish people to see and recognize that special child. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy because they knew that this star was only visible to them, and therefore they knew that it was God who was leading them. If God was with them, who would be against them? As in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. They had the confidence that what they were experiencing was from God. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy because they knew that they were not coming to see an ordinary child, but a special child sent by God. This special child was the Son of God, who would be the Savior, not only of the Jews, but of all mankind. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy because they would be able to tell their own people when they got back to their land about this child Jesus. They could say that their trip had been fruitful, for they had seen God in human flesh, and who would be their Savior. Then how do we seek Jesus like these wise men and rejoice with exceeding great joy? Our star is the good news, the Word of God, or the Bible. God himself authors the Word of God, and it reveals the Lord Jesus himself and leads us to him. It gives us joy to have access to the Word of God From the word of God, we know the Lord, have our guidebook as to how we are to relate to God above and to our fellow human beings below, and our duties to Him and to each other. The star guided the wise men. The word of God guides us. The wise men by the star seek Jesus with exceeding great joy. We, by the word of God, seek Jesus with exceeding great joy. So we should rejoice with exceeding great joy when opportunities are given to us by our pastor and church leaders to have Bible studies and Bible lessons. We should rejoice with exceeding great joy when our own fellowship groups have Bible studies. We should rejoice with exceeding great joy when we have a pastor and speakers willing to speak on topics that many speakers are afraid of and the community does not want to hear them because of political correctness. How many of us have rejoiced with exceeding great joy, like the wise men, in seeking Jesus? We give excuses why we cannot come for Bible studies. We organize and attend functions knowing that there is a Bible study or fellowship meeting on that day. Judging by attendances of all the fellowship groups, not many of us are rejoicing with exceeding great joy to seek Jesus. Today, I would like to challenge all of us here to make a change from today. Come to the Wednesday Bible study and adult Sunday school. Come to the fellowship groups Bible study. Show your joy like the wise men when you seek Jesus. The wise men seek the child Jesus with exceeding great joy. Like them, we must seek Jesus with that joy too. Accompanying this exceeding great joy, we must, like the wise men, seek Jesus with worship and gifts. I now come to the third main point of my message. Seek Jesus like the wise men with worship and gifts. Let us read together Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Amen. Finally, the Magi arrived. They went into the house where the child Jesus lived with his earthly mother, Mary, and her husband, Joseph. On entering and seeing the child, Jesus, they fell down and worshipped him. They did not check if this was the child they were seeking. They knew his star would reveal him. It did. Without hesitation, they fell down, meaning they knelt and prostrated themselves before him and worshipped him. Earlier in verse 2, they addressed him as King of the Jews. That means royalty, authority, and dignity were ascribed to him. They seek and now acknowledge this child Jesus as God. They gave their reverence and humility to this child by worshipping him. These wise men went a step further. They worshipped the child Jesus by opening their containers of treasures. They brought gifts. These wise men gave the child Jesus these three gifts: gold and frankincense and myrrh. These were very expensive gifts. In today's terms, this would cost an arm and a leg. What symbols are involved here by these three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Gold is a precious metal and as such is a very, very valuable commodity then and now. Countries store gold as wealth. Before the use of paper money in ancient times, gold was considered as money and a store of wealth. Secular kings and emperors store vast amounts of gold in their treasury and temples. It shows their power. It shows their richness. Gold is also a symbol of divinity and is mentioned throughout the Bible. The gift of gold to the child Jesus was symbolic of his divinity, God in flesh and in his kingship. The gift of frankincense to the child Jesus was symbolic of his willingness to become a sacrifice, wholly giving himself up, comparable to a burnt offering. Thus, this represents his priestly role. Myrrh symbolizes bitterness, suffering, and affliction. The child Jesus would grow to suffer greatly as a man and would pay the ultimate heavy price when he shed his blood and gave up his life on the cross for all who would believe on him. Thus, this is a prefiguring of his coming death and embalming. How about us? How do we seek Jesus like the wise men with worship and gifts? These wise men give us examples as to how we are to seek Jesus. Like them, we must worship God and his Son by ascribing to him authority and dignity. This means we must be obedient to his word and to his anointed ministers who are his representatives. What does it mean to be obedient to the word of God? What it means is that do not say we do not agree with that or this part of the word of God. We must believe in everything that is written in the word of God. What does it mean to be obedient to his anointed ministers? Do not say bad or derogatory remarks about God's ordained ministers, elders and deacons, and appointed church leaders. Do not undermine them. We must not be involved in any way to cause discord and dissension in his church. We must lead proper and moral lives, loving and be kind to one another. We must be willing to serve him when called upon to do so. Do not give excuses that we are not up to it, or not good enough, or do not know enough of the word of God, or too busy with work and family, or saying, pray about it. Pray about, from my own experience, means no. Or sometimes I said too. So when you hear that I said pray about it, it means no. Like the wise men, we must also worship God in humility and proper reverence. Come to worship him with humble hearts. Show your humility and reverence by coming to the Lord's Day worship service, Bible study group, and fellowship meetings on time. By coming to worship him in this sanctuary, or in God's sanctuary, we are coming to meet the King of Kings. If you have an appointment with the Queen of England or the Prime Minister, whether you like him or not, or even a job interview, do you come earlier before the appointed time or you come late? So God is far more important than all these sovereign or earthly sovereigns and prime ministers. So come to worship service and Bible study lessons on time. Like these generous wise men, we seek Jesus with gifts. There are people who come to church, right, who have never given a cent to God. I know of one lady who refused to go to church because she had to give an offering. She believed she was a Christian. What sort of Christians are we if we do not give? We will be like the Dead Sea that receives water from the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is fresh, flowing and full of fish, but there is nothing in the increasing salty Dead Sea which is stagnant. A believer who does not give is like a stagnant Dead Sea believer. If we believe in God and for what he had done for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus, we must give. The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. The wise men seek Jesus, and when they found him, they were so generous to give very expensive gifts. We seek Jesus, and like these wise men, we must sacrifice too, by giving our expensive gifts to God. How about this? Do you tithe your income? Do you support those who are in need? Do you support missions and those who need help? Let us seek Jesus like the wise men, with proper and reverent worship and with our expensive gifts. Finally, we are to seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 2, verse 12, and read together. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to heaven, they departed into their own country another way. Amen. The wise men had a dream. Most likely after they had seen the child Jesus. It could even be before they saw the child Jesus. They were most likely returning to Herod, as they were ordered to do. They were probably afraid that Herod would send his military force after them if they did not. God warned them in a dream that they should not return to Herod. In those days, before the word of God was fully revealed, God sometimes revealed himself in dreams and visions. Nowadays, God does not reveal himself in dreams or visions as we have the complete word of God. When God told them not to return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. They obeyed God. They had no hesitation in obeying God. If God called them to depart in another way, he would have provided safe passage for them. How do we seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience? We do that by obeying God's will. God's will is that we are to know him as a person, draw nigh to him, love him and serve him with our whole heart, soul and with our mind. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Amen. And James chapter 4 verse 8, Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Well, when we seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience, we must live holy lives and not to conform to this world. Put aside our old man, mortify it, live in our new creature, transform our lives by the blood of Jesus so that we are righteous before the throne of God. Transform our minds, transform our behavior, and transform our feelings. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2 reads. Let's read that together. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2. Let's read. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God. And we are not to conform to this world. And we are to renew our minds by transforming it that are good and which is acceptable and perfect will of God. When we seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience, we must bring the gospel to others. The Lord Jesus commands us in Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We are commanded to be involved in missions. How many of us have done that? Our church has overseas missions as well as local missions, such as outreaches to retirement homes. Why not be obedient to God's command and make a commitment to be involved in missions? Let us seek Jesus like the wise men with obedience to God's command in every facet of our lives. The day we will celebrate the Lord's birthday is coming up. We know the historical account of the wise men very well. There are lessons that we can learn from these wise men. Therefore, let us seek the Lord Jesus like the wise men despite obstacles before us. Let us seek the Lord Jesus with exceeding great joy. When we seek him, let us do it with proper and reverent worship and generous gifts. Finally, let us seek Jesus with obedience. So God bless you all. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for sending thy Son to us. We thank thee for showing to us how these wise men or magi overcame all obstacles in their search for the child Jesus, how they seek him with exceeding joy, how they worship him with gifts, and how they seek thy Son with obedience. With each passing day, grant us help to seek our Lord like this wise man, and help us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to thee. Lead us away from conforming to the world, renew our minds by transforming it, and to do that are good and which is acceptable to thy perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.